Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I absolutely love Downton Abbey. I know quite a lot of people who got hooked from episode 1. It's an interesting story, plus it's well told. I think such a combination will always have viewers, no matter where it's set. The writing, production values, and acting in Downton Abbey are all of a high enough standard to snare viewers and keep them snared. It's such a pity we don't have many shows of such a good quality nowadays.
Speaker B.
If you ask me, Downton Abbey is a soap opera, but a really good one, with great writing, acting, sets and costumes. Unlike some of the other period dramas from England, this one takes place in the 20th century. It starts with the sinking of the Titanic, which attracts the viewers straightforwardly. No other period drama has achieved that. It touches upon such a fascinating epoch, and you can learn a lot of interesting facts just watching it.
Speaker C.
I think one of the major reasons people choose to watch a period drama like Downton Abbey is that it provides a window into another time, so that you can escape from your own time and place. Besides, even though our lives look very little like the lives of those who live at Downton, our brains are still making connections as if these were our friends, or as if this was happening to us. We end up treating the heroes as our close friends.
Speaker D.
I've never got into daytime soaps, but I have gotten into period dramas, which are basically soap operas too. So my getting into Downton Abbey was kind of expected. And I waited until I had some time last year to watch the series. I just feel sorry I've never known much about the early 1900s. This is unfortunate, as 1900 to the present is the history of my grandparents and parents, and that history is more likely to affect my life than Greek wars.
Speaker E.
I believe the main reason why people love Downton Abbey is the following. Yes, it's a soap opera with all the melodrama and emotionalism one could wish for, but unlike American soap operas, the characters are motivated by kindness and altruism as often as they are by greed and self-interest, making it even more interesting because you don't really know what anyone's going to do in a given moment, and thus much more realistic.
Speaker F.
I don't understand why people say Downton Abbey is a soap opera. It's so much more than a soap opera, because it depicts everyone around us, and no one in this movie is perfect. No stereotypes. At first, I didn't like the arrogant Mary at all. But the more you get to know this character, the more you understand her, and then I almost fell in love with her. Besides, whenever Grandmother of Downton opens her mouth, you know you can take notes.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I absolutely love Downton Abbey. I know quite a lot of people who got hooked from episode 1. It's an interesting story, plus it's well told. I think such a combination will always have viewers, no matter where it's set. The writing, production values, and acting in Downton Abbey are all of a high enough standard to snare viewers and keep them snared. It's such a pity we don't have many shows of such a good quality nowadays.
Speaker B.
If you ask me, Downton Abbey is a soap opera, but a really good one, with great writing, acting, sets and costumes. Unlike some of the other period dramas from England, this one takes place in the 20th century. It starts with the sinking of the Titanic, which attracts the viewers straightforwardly. No other period drama has achieved that. It touches upon such a fascinating epoch, and you can learn a lot of interesting facts just watching it.
Speaker C.
I think one of the major reasons people choose to watch a period drama like Downton Abbey is that it provides a window into another time, so that you can escape from your own time and place. Besides, even though our lives look very little like the lives of those who live at Downton, our brains are still making connections as if these were our friends, or as if this was happening to us. We end up treating the heroes as our close friends.
Speaker D.
I've never got into daytime soaps, but I have gotten into period dramas, which are basically soap operas too. So my getting into Downton Abbey was kind of expected, and I waited until I had some time last year to watch the series. I just feel sorry I've never known much about the early 1900s. This is unfortunate, as 1900 to the present is the history of my grandparents and parents, and that history is more likely to affect my life than Greek wars.
Speaker E.
I believe the main reason why people love Downton Abbey is the following. Yes, it's a soap opera with all the melodrama and emotionalism one could wish for, but unlike American soap operas, the characters are motivated by kindness and altruism as often as they are by greed and self-interest, making it even more interesting because you don't really know what anyone's going to do in a given moment, and thus much more realistic.
Speaker F.
I don't understand why people say Downton Abbey is a soap opera. It's so much more than a soap opera because it depicts everyone around us, and no one in this movie is perfect. No stereotypes. At first, I didn't like the arrogant Mary at all. But the more you get to know this character, the more you understand her, and then I almost fell in love with her. Besides, whenever Grandmother of Downton opens her mouth, you know you can take notes.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.